Shalom Aleichem, everyone. Today we continue discussing things we need to be aware of when dealing with produce that has Kedushas Shvi'is. Last time we talked briefly about one of the central messages of the Halachos of Shemitah, and that is instilling within us that nothing, absolutely nothing, actually belongs to us. Everything belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's a central theme and a central message in Hilchos Shemitah. And last time we also talked about the Halachos of Hefker. Today we'll talk about another Halacha that impacts us when dealing with produce with the Kedusha of Shemitah. Produce that has Kedusha Shvi'is must, at some point in the year, be removed from your home. This is what we call biur, like biur chametz. But this biur is the removal of Shemitah produce from your home and declaring it hefker. This mitzvah of biur is found in the beginning of Parshas Behar, as are many of the halachos of Shemitah, and we will see in a minute that this mitzvah may not apply to some of us or many of us, but again, we'll get there in a minute. So what is this mitzvah of biur? The mitzvah of biur, like biur chametz, is that one must physically remove produce with Kedushas Shvi'is from your home. And again, this too is related to the general philosophy I mentioned a moment ago, that we do not own anything in this world. Everything belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And to instill that within us, we must do biur. We have to rid ourselves of produce that has Kedushas Shvi'is. When does this mitzvah take place? So the halacha is, as long as produce of a particular species remains in the field, that is, as long as it's still the season to grow that produce in the field, you may eat that type of species in your home, and you can keep that type of species in your home. However, once that species is no longer found in the field, it must be removed from your home. That means that every type of produce has its own time for biur. And most of us are not experts to know exactly when each type of produce is found in the field. And so, therefore, when the time comes, you'll be able to find a calendar of these times online. iTunes Bli Neder will send out a calendar of Kedushas Shvi'is for common fruits, common vegetables, common grains, etc. So, for example, we'll see on those calendars that apples no longer grow in the fields after January, or something like that, if I'm not mistaken, after January. Or cherries do not grow past the summer, if I'm not mistaken. So that means that once it is no longer apple season, for example, or when it's no longer cherry season, we must remove the apples and the cherries from our home and declare them hefker. And that's true with all the species. We have to remove them from our home and declare them hefker. Again and again, we have to realize this. This is only if they have Kedushas Shvi'is. So that is the mitzvah of biur. However, there are two very important caveats to the halacha of biur. First of all, once you remove the produce from your home and declare them hefker, and again, this could happen throughout the year based on different species, but once you do, once you remove the produce from your home, once you declare that hefker, some people, I'll say parenthetically, some people say that the declaration must take place in front of three people, but once you declare them hefker, and you enable people to take them, then you can reacquire the produce for yourself. It seems like a strange ceremony. But again, the idea is, as I keep saying, this idea is to very graphically and very powerfully instill within us that this produce is not ours. And to those of us who don't own land in Eretz Yisrael, it's a wonderful and powerful mitzvah that really does strengthen this message within us. So this is that's caveat number one. You can reacquire the produce after you remove them, after you declare them hefker, and after you enable people to take that produce. That is caveat number one. And there is a second important caveat. The Mishnah in Maseches Shvi'is says, and the Rambam quotes this lahalacha in Hilchos Shemitah VeYovel, that even when the time of biur arrives for a particular produce, a person may keep enough of that food for three meals for each member of the household. That's a lot of produce. So for example, and I hope, please forgive me for the specifics here, but for example, If there are six people in your home, and for the sake of argument, people can or people would eat 10 cherries in a meal, then you are allowed to keep 180 cherries in your house. That is, six people times three meals times 10 cherries. And you don't need to perform beer on those 180 cherries. And it doesn't matter if everyone in your home likes cherries, or everyone in your home eats cherries, or everyone in your home eats cherries at every meal. Doesn't matter. That's the halacha. So it's therefore quite possible that unless you buy large quantities of a specific produce, you are probably not obligated in beer. So that is the summary of the halachos of biur. Next time, God willing, we'll continue to discuss more halachos related to produce from a consumer's perspective. In the meantime, have an amazing day.